Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Leila Lia. Let's get started. Hello, explorers. I just wanted to say I am really excited about how this podcast is coming out. And a lot of you guys have been sharing with me your feedback and how this sounds so much different and better. And from my last podcast, which was Sweating for the Wedding, which is still going, I wanted to just let you guys know that I am bringing on a guest that I had on my previous podcast. And she was a client of mine. But after her wedding, she started going on her own launching for a journey. And I wanted to bring her on the show because of how this podcast is set up, focusing on you reaching your full potential. And I want to bring on someone who's reached their full potential and is still working on their full potential. So I want to bring you my first guest on this podcast, and her name is Annalise. And we have a history together. I remember the day I met you, you had just gotten engaged and you decided to have me help you get ready for your wedding, which was such an honor. And since that, your journey took off. I saw that. And in the last episode, which by the way, you guys need to listen to that, she was talking about becoming a personal trainer. And fast forward from 2019, gosh, till now, she is not only a personal trainer, but she's also, her and her husband actually own a franchise, which is, you guys may have heard of this, it's F45. And it's the first F45 studio in Belgium. So I'm really excited to have her on the show today because there's so much that she has learned and talks about. And I could just see how much she's changed. Like the wedding, I feel personally was like the start of a new career path for you maybe, but I would like to learn more about how that started for you. And we have a special topic that we discussed. And I think that's the audience would definitely love to, they need to hear this.
Yes, great to be here. Hi, everyone. I'm Annalise. I'm from Belgium. And today we're going to learn a bit more about my whole story. And then I want to share with you what I learned so that you don't need to take as much time as I did to learn about it.
Yes, that would definitely help. Great to learn from others. So tell us.
So the topic for today is to find balance in your life between compassion and discipline. So for me, I used to be a very goal-driven person. I'm the eldest of 5 children. Gives you already kind of an idea of my personality. I'm very caring. I did travel a lot. So I always take on challenges. I studied Chinese, economics. And so I moved to China to become an expat. You know, so I always was very disciplined. Like, okay, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to do this. Moving forward. So yeah, it was awesome. All these experiences that discipline brought me, you know, just do the thing and you will reach something. And so, yeah, that worked well. I was training, I was running, I did races, I did triathlon. And then I started with some functional training as well. And then I was an expat. I was having a great job in corporate. I can say that, doing the international travel, you know, the typical expat job, and then having time to travel as well in my free time. But life was a bit crazy. It looks awesome and successful, you know, training in the morning, then a great work day, then cooking in the evening. But days were so long and I kept doing that with weekend races without break. So I kept doing that for like 3 years, I think, nonstop, until the wedding. So I added planning a wedding, planning a family trip to Namibia, where my husband is from, with my family from Belgium, all while training at least 5 times a week, working like 50 hours minimum per week, plus international travel, and then trying to take care of our health, you know, cooking in the evenings, and then doing races with travel in the weekends. So that was a lot. And so the memories are great. I succeeded in a lot of fields, but I ran into the ground after that. I got injured and I wanted to take vacation, which I was not allowed to take. And so I quit my job. So that's the big thing, like discipline. It can bring you a lot of things.
Yeah.
You do the steps to reach a goal, you reach a goal and you move on to the next goal, you move on to the next goal. But in life, you have to have some compassion to slow down. Otherwise, you just kind of damage yourself. And that's what I want to talk about today.
I love that you're talking about this, because what we see on social media specifically, I think ever since social media started in 2004, three-ish, we've always comparing ourselves to what we see, and we don't see the back behind the scenes. Like I just told you what was going on in my life. And, you know, it's just, there's like a time and place for everything. But I also feel like you have to hit like a, you call it a rock bottom moment to say like, okay, I don't know if I can, I want to live this way anymore. Mm-hmm. Because it sounds so great. It looks so great, but does it feel great?
Yes, indeed. So online to everyone else, it looks amazing, right? All this travel, all these races, I was super fit. And then I was also, you know, an expat, learning a lot in my job and making good money. So life was on the path to success, or it was successful already. But yeah, how can you maintain that way of success? Always doing more, doing more, doing more, doing it all at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm a woman, so then I also try to do, you know, taking care of the house, taking care of my husband at the same time. So it was too much. And that was the moment when I took time off to become a personal trainer. Okay. And so that was the moment when I decided to open our own F45.
Yes.
I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe I thought it would be a more relaxed lifestyle.
I remember you telling me this when you just got back, when the wedding was over and we were talking about that post-wedding experience, like were you having post-wedding blues? And I remember that the shift you made was, okay, I'm not going to do so many training events, but then you shifted that goal towards workouts. And then you got into F45 and you got into the challenges. And I think I remember you were doing even more than one workout a day.
Yeah, so when I was doing triathlon, I was doing strength training in the morning. And then during lunchtime, for example, I did 1 hour swim. So yeah, I did at least 5 trainings a week, but long endurance trainings on top of strength training.
Yes.
So that was a lot.
And I also will say this, like, you know, this is why I wanted you on the podcast, because, you know, that's why it's called Launching Forward. Like, how did you know from this moment, from that moment, it's like, okay, I need to change trajectory. What happened exactly that made you realize, okay, enough is enough. I'm married now. I love wellness. I love fitness. I love nutrition. When was it that you're like, the light bulb just went off and said, I need to change?
Yeah, it was basically my body telling me like, this is not okay. This is too much. What are you doing? And so then I really looked into actual wellness, actual health. And so I learned a lot about nutrition at that time. So that helped me to take steps towards an actual healthier lifestyle. But then I had to take rest, of course.
Yes.
It took me a year then to set up the company. I did have another corporate job at the same time. Difficult to slow down.
Yes.
But then also I took a coach because I saw that this was not working. This whole way of living, of me doing things, was not working.
Yeah.
And so the coach I had, she had her own CrossFit business. And so she was also very successful in races personally. So I was like, let me try to be like her.
Okay.
She's the one who secretly, sneakily told me to slow down and added more compassion in my life. That was very interesting.
Yeah. So now,
that's what I'm doing as well. So I'm looking at people, because with often cutting food for fat loss or training more for races, people try to get control in their life because other things are out of control. For me, my work was out of control in China because I was this kind of workaholic. And then with my own business, my work was also kind of out of control.
Yeah.
Building a business is crazy. And so I try to focus on my body and on results in health and wellness and in fitness to have some control. And a lot of people, they do that. But she taught me that that's not ideal. It's better to look at the root causes. Why you feel like this? How can you add in small pauses so that you don't have to take a big pause? Yeah. And stop doing everything? So that's the moment when I really, without realizing it, took time off from cutting food, because I was always cutting food, like, oh, you know, I need to be this kind of weight. During COVID, I had also a lot of emotional eating because my business couldn't open. I gained, I don't know, 5 kilos, which was a lot for me.
That was during the pandemic, you're saying?
That was during the pandemic.
Yeah, because you were doing all this starting at 45 right when the pandemic started.
Yes. Like
you started and then shut down. That's amazing.
And so for me, it was automatically like, okay, let's take the discipline guidebook, you know, follow this, I don't know, 1,300 calories and just cut the weight and get back on track, work 12 hours a day and just keep going.
Yeah.
And I should have known that that wouldn't work, but I didn't have any other option. So I learned how to find other ways, how to let it go and say like, it's okay. Now life is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a phase. It's temporary. I have the tools. If I do want to lose weight later, I can do it, but it's not a priority. Now my business is my priority and it's normal that there's stress. It's normal that I'm tired, but I do need to take rest and that way it will be good for the business as well.
Yeah.
So it took me 2 years actually to find this balance between compassion and discipline. It's also setting up a business, right? It's very difficult because you see other people online posting like, do this, follow these steps and you'll be successful. And then you try to follow the steps and you're not so fast successful.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I'm doing something wrong. But it's the same in fitness. If you do the same steps as someone else, the same result is not guaranteed. And it took me 2 years to actually realize that. Because a lot of people, they do fail and you only see the success stories online. And so with more discipline, I didn't get the results I wanted. So I had to take another road. And that was more patience, so more compassion,
mm-hmm.
so that I could keep working on the goal, but in a kind of calmer way, more trusting way in myself, and overall healthier way for my body as well. And it's really a hard thing to do, really so hard, oh my God, to let go of expectations, let go of deadlines, timelines, you know, the success story, kind of feeling like a failure.
Yeah,
it was very tough.
Hello, Wellness Explorers, or should I say specifically, my wedding Wellness Explorers. I wanted to share this special note here that a lot of my brides who have been coaching over the years, I have been able to accumulate some tips for y'all. And so for those that are trying to DIY their wellness journey as they're walking down the aisle, or they just need a little boost in their journey, or they just want extra information on how they can be healthy, slim down for the gown, and be able to become mission fit forever, well, I have created a free wedding wellness freebie. And I go over my 5 weird wedding tips on how you can slim down for the gown and reach your full potential before, during, and after that special day. So therefore you can maintain optimum health without jeopardizing your hormones. And this is just a little snippet of what it is I do as a coach. But if you just really want to like do this yourself, this freebie is for you. So go to my website, it's under resources, and you can download it and check it out. Let me know what you think. Let's get back to the show. I can definitely relate to that because I personally am a very goal-oriented type A person like you. I consider you the same as me as like type A, that, you know, we're very regimented and we love having goals and deadlines, but it's hard to accept that deadline's not going to be met. Like I can totally relate to you on that with being pregnant. I'm 8.5 months pregnant and, you know, I'm saying, okay, September 1st, everything has to be done by then. But I think I also have to tell myself too, like, it's okay if it's not done. It's mm-hmm. It's okay if it's not done. Like who do you have to answer to?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, my question to you is, how did you balance discipline and compassion during these 2 years? Because I'm assuming this was all happening during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Or what was the time frame?
The year? So it's actually a constant struggle. It's not like, okay, I found the balance. No, it's just the whole time. Almost every weekend I reflect and I look at what I'm doing and I kind of tune in again. For example, last week, I was having a good feeling on Monday, you know, oh, let's go for it. I work 15 hours, you know, talk to a lot of people, oh, awesome, workouts and whatever. I feel great. Then Tuesday, the same thing. Bam, waking up 5:30, you know, going for it. And then Wednesday, the same thing. Then on Thursday, I'm like, so dead.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I'm like, okay, I need to take a nap. You know the nap roulette? You take a nap and you don't know when you're going to wake up. Like, I took a nap for almost the whole day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, like 3 days of 15 hours work and not enough sleep. Can't do that. And so then I was feeling a bit annoyed and kind of guilty. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I had plans working on projects. And then on Friday, I was like, okay, let me try. But I was still not fully rested. So I watched some movies. I had a very slow day and I was still feeling bad. And then Saturday and Sunday, I worked again. I felt much better, well rested. And so only yesterday, I realized I needed those two rest days. I should have actually planned those two rest days. How can I expect to have 3 15-hour work days plus, you know, the normal housework and working out things without resting after? Because I work 7 days a week, right? Yeah. So then if I can rest Thursday and Friday and work again Saturday and Sunday, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So it's always like balancing. And so now I'm already better at, like, on Friday, I just took that time. What people do on weekends, right? Watch movies, buy groceries, mm-hmm. hang around, not doing much, scrolling on Instagram. And so before I would feel guilty about a lot of things. So the guilt about being not disciplined enough used to be super strong. When I was cooking, I would feel guilty that I'm not working. When I'm working, I would feel guilty because I was doing overtime. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go home and have quality time, you know? So I was always guilty. And the advantage of having more self-compassion is not feeling so guilty anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is fine. I'm taking care of myself. This is my life and everything will be fine. So that's how it works, basically. Every time you check in again, you reflect, you realize what's going on, and then you go from there again.
Yeah. And I love that you're saying this because you're learning through this experience what your body's saying to you, what your mind is saying to you, and what it's feeling for you. And you're saying 3 days in a row of 15 hours, you should have planned like a time for yourself. And your body was just basically telling you, you need to stop because I can't keep up with you.
Yes.
And I also think that when it comes to opportunities like this, a lot of us don't listen to ourselves. A lot of us don't listen to our bodies. We're not attuned with ourselves. It's like that heart and mind connection. You're training your body to just go, but you're not listening to your body. You're just constantly comparing yourself to someone else's outsides and not tuning in from your outside and insides together.
Yes.
I personally also had a coach that helped me in 2020. And that was the whole concept of guilt. Like, I'm going to bed every day guilty. Mm-hmm. Why am I? And a little thing to add on to this was I learned about time blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, that was like a big game changer for me, is like, I try to set up a huge to-do list and I would never get anything done. And I wouldn't get the list done. So I started to time block things. And that felt better. Like, hey, don't worry about this. I have scheduled it to worry about it later. Okay, if it didn't get done, I'll schedule it later. But giving yourself some grace and compassion is something that's hard for a lot of us to accept.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it was the silver lining for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It's basically treating yourself how you would treat a good friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or your mom, for example.
Yes, exactly. That's a great way to look at it. Like, why are you not being that way to yourself, but you're like that mm-hmm. to other people? Now, you shared how you found the discipline and the balance, but are there any tips and advice that you would give someone who's trying to overcome their anxiety to learn about, mm-hmm. to be more compassionate about themselves? Because you're sharing how you overcame it through your experiences, but what advice do you have to give someone who is trying to get out of that funk as they're listening to this episode?
So the biggest thing is ask for help. So for me, I took a coach when our business was not open during COVID, so we had no income. I asked for help before I was in the big trouble. You know, we were not started yet. We didn't have any income, but I already paid for a coach. So ask for help early when you feel like you cannot get out of it yourself. When you notice patterns that you cannot get out of, it's fine. Eh? You are one person, so you have these fixed things in your mind.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you need help. if it's not a coach, ask help from your friends. They often know you well and they can really help you.
Yes. Yes.
Just to tell you good things about yourself, or, you know, to help you to get out of your thing in your mind.
Yes.
Or ask for physical help, you know, sometimes like a cleaner, or, you know, just help with the daily things that make you guilty.
Yeah.
If you do want to work more, or you do want to work out and you don't have time to clean your house and you feel guilty all the time, hire someone. And if you cannot hire someone, ask friends and have a barbecue or something.
Yeah.
So the big, big thing, which is so difficult, I'm telling you, even now I'm like into business, very successful, everything is going well, but it's still difficult. Asking for help is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
People are actually quite happy to help, because you do things for other people. They are happy to help you. They often don't know how they can help you.
Yeah.
And helping you is sometimes easier for them than for you to ask them. So that's one thing which can already take the pressure off.
Now, when it comes to asking for help, like, are you talking about asking for help on a business or not asking on help on a personal? Because
both.
Because
just talking to people, friends and family can already give you like the insights you need for personal or for business. For business, of course, you can use a coach, or you can just spar with people who have similar businesses in other countries.
Yeah.
That's what I do, for example, to know more about the reality behind what you see online, the beautiful pictures and stories. So that's one. And then also kind of tune in with yourself. That's a big thing that everyone knows, but it's difficult to do, and not compare with the success stories online.
Oh yeah, definitely get off of social media. Personally, when I'm having days where, like, you know, I want to, you know, end everything, be done with work, I have learned to just, that's a sign to just walk away and go on a walk, or to take some time off of social media. I'm very big now, and I'm trying my hardest personally to just, on Fridays, I tell people, bye-bye, I'll see you guys on Monday. Like, it's a work day. Monday through Friday, you're working. Weekends need to be cherished, and you need to unplug. If you are in that space to be able to, I personally hope that everyone can have that space to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, as a business owner, there are times where it's so difficult. There are certain people that I can talk to, mm-hmm. and there's some people I can't talk to because they just don't understand.
Yeah,
you know?
It's life, right? So also when you ask for help, you'll be surprised. Some people, they will not be willing to help you, or they won't be able to help you. And that's quite a shock sometimes.
Yes.
Because it's such a hard thing to open up and ask help, and then you get disappointed. But then some help will come from people you expected less.
Yes.
So it's,
yes.
Still worth it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's unbelievable when people, I think it actually re-energizes people when they see someone struggling. They're like, I'm not alone. I also went through the same thing too, and I'm happy to help you. So it actually creates this new energy source for both parties. And that's where they say, like, your best friends, your best colleagues, they're there when you're at times of need. Like, that's when you really need a good friend or a good business partner or a good, just a colleague who can actually hear you out. And I feel like that's where grace needs to come in. You know, you need to have grace and compassion, like you said.
Yeah. So that's like the main tip for compassion. But then the other tip is about discipline.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they do have goals, and me too, I have goals. And I realized in fitness, I'm very good at following the steps and doing the thing because I trust the process and I know it will work, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in business, I'm still new. I mean, only 3 years in. And so some things, I don't like to do them, and then I just don't do them. And then I'm angry that I didn't reach the result. But so that's the same thing as fitness and business. You get what you put the effort in for, right?
Right.
And so that's a tip for discipline. Be honest with yourself. Did you try all the different ways of doing it? And did you try it for at least 1 year, better for 2 years?
Yeah.
Before you say, like, I failed, or I'm bad at it, or I cannot do it.
Yes.
Did you, like, be honest. Did you try hard enough?
Oh, absolutely. Because it's so easy to complain. And this is the same for like wellness. And this is the same for like, you know, the math and the educational listeners here that, you know, just because it's hard doesn't mean that you should just quit and walk away from it. You mm-hmm. need to find a solution. That doesn't mean like there's no easy exit here, but you need to, like you said, recognize the problem. Don't hide from it. Don't mm-hmm. let it brew and get bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And either your health will get, you know, be disturbed, and then your grades could also fail as well. So I think, like you said, I personally, Annalise, I'm a huge believer in the power of hiring for services, not on things. So like hiring a coach, hiring a personal trainer, going to a place like F45 where there is accountability. The hardest part is getting there, you know, and talking to someone that understands you, who's been there with you. Like I've had personal trainers, which I actually got on a call with you about, remember? Like a personal trainer really like put me down to the point of like, I need to call someone. And I called you and Elle about that, in that unrealistic pressure. So it's always nice to like work with someone who is grounded. Hello, Wellness Explorers. I know you guys have heard about me talking about meal prepping all the time, and you've seen my videos on Instagram. I'm talking about meal prepping, and I wanted to share this with you. It's actually my meal prep guide. I have put in everything together for just 9 pages, and you get a breakdown on how you can meal prep yourself, whether it's the tools you should use, what are the foods you should start with, and just kind of go into it with clarity, honestly, on how to meal prep. The first time I ever meal prepped was, it took 6 hours to actually make one meal, and it ended up being horrible. And then I got better and better at it, and it's been 10 years now. So I'm happy to turn that decade into days for you, those months into minutes. It's super affordable, so go ahead and check it out. It's my website under the resources tab. And if you wanna learn more about it or ask me any questions, go ahead and reach out to me on Instagram or my website. Super excited about this. Let's get back to the show.
So it's something you have to work on yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, but sometimes you need some outlook from other people, expertise from other people to learn things faster. Yeah. Because like me now, it took me, let's say 5 years in total to get through this whole thing, where now I'm feeling more confident that I can be successful in business and in life, that I have patience, where I can find a balance, and also where I can prepare even for the future. If something would change in my life, how I will handle it, you know, like making a plan B and just being flexible with myself. And if I didn't have a coach, maybe I would never be the person I am now. And so it doesn't matter how much it costs. It's always worth it.
And I agree with you on that. Having a coach. And by the way, did you work with a coach that was for a specific time frame, or it was until it was time to end?
Yeah, it was. Now I'm doing therapy. So I decided to go to therapy. That the side that she could teach me was, I did it for 2 years, right? Was kind of finished. And I had to go another way to add some more knowledge.
That's fantastic. That's good to have a coach that knows what their limit is versus just continuing to add on. And from personal experience, I learned that with certain coaches I've had, you need to know when that time is for both parties to transition to another level, the next step in your journey. Just kind of like with anything, you know, you've out learned from that coach, and that coach should be willing to say, I now feel like you're ready for this, or you're ready for that, or you're good to go altogether. Kind of like personal training, you know, would you say that other than F45, but do you think a person who is trying to work on their fitness and they have a personal trainer, up to what point would you say that the personal training needs to transition into a studio or into something else? Because that's a pressure that people put themselves on financially too.
So always expect it to take longer than you first think. So don't just take like a challenge of 45 days or 8 weeks as the end point. So yes, you can do that. But then take it as a learning journey. So when you do take a personal trainer for a certain number of sessions, or you do like a challenge, really invest your time next to the money you invest to learn and be ready for doing it on your own. So if you just go through the movements and not really think about what you're doing, then you will need the coach forever.
Yeah.
Which is also fine if you have other focuses in life, right? So you can, like, I stayed with my coach for 2 years, and I could have stayed with her or I could go back to her. But so if financially it's a problem, then make sure you really focus. Like, now I'm doing this, make it your first priority. Even take notes when you go home. Think about what you did, what you learned, you know, how much kilo you were lifting for each movement, how you were feeling, where you were feeling it, so that when you do it by yourself, it was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Kind of not just go with the motions, but to go pay attention with the intention of doing this yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's the same with online coaching or online webinars. A lot of these things are available now, right? One-time things. But if you don't invest your time in it to actually learn,
yeah,
then it's not worth your money.
Oh, absolutely. It's not worth your money. Can you kind of go through the motions, and then it's like eating. You know, you eat all these healthy foods, but you didn't know what were you eating. And then when that chef is gone or that meal prep service is over, you're like, so how do I do this again? I just was click, click, got it. And I'm eating the food, but I'm not really paying attention to what I'm ingesting. Just like with tutoring or with any service. Like, I mean, I have a cleaning company that helps me, and I'm always learning from them how to improve the cleaning in between my services, in between, just so I can be able to do it myself if I need to take a break or cut some costs. But I think it's always good learning from other people. So from what I'm gathering from this, and I think we should start wrapping up here. So from what I'm gathering from this is, number one, you notice the sign that you need help. So you did something about it. Number two, you learned how to process those things, but you also realize I can't set myself deadlines for myself, but set some type of tentative deadline. And then I think number three, from what I'm gathering, because I kind of want to help break down the topic in the way of digesting it in notes. So that way our listeners can read the show notes and gather this information from you in case they can't listen to the whole episode. But if you are, that's great. Keep listening. And what would you say, like, the step process of how to get from where you were to where you are today? How would you do that in like a bullet point setup?
So with whatever you are encountering, the first step is always stop and look at what you're doing and take notes. So reflect. So what are you doing now, and what happens, you know? Like, it's a problem, I guess, because you're looking at it. So the first step, stop, reflect, take notes. And then two, ask for help if you cannot figure out a plan to change. Otherwise, make a plan. So make a plan with a coach or yourself, and then follow the plan, but without deadline. So it's a direction you're going into, but not a moment when you want to reach it. So release expectations. So first stop, reflect, think about a plan, maybe hire a coach, and then follow the steps. But release expectations, release deadlines, and trust the process that you're going in the right direction, and surround yourself with people who can help you to keep going in that direction. And anything is possible that way.
That's so well said. You know, it's just those simple steps, but it sounds great. It sounds easy, but it's that mindset that says, oh, wait, I actually should do something about this. So I'm grateful that you shared about this. This is a fantastic mindset topic. Annalise, like, when we talked about this, even I was reflecting on myself as well, like, with so many goals that I have. So I really appreciate you coming on the call today and sharing with us your story. I mean, you know, it takes a lot to share that. And I'm just so proud of you from where you were and where you are today, like, just that journey of going through the ups and downs, and even sharing that there's still ups and downs. And that's what's realistic today. You know, it is realism, not this perfect picture. And I think the last thing I will say is, if I see someone that just constantly is showing off how perfect they are, personally, I feel like there's a lot behind the scenes that's not perfect. So I think it's great that you're sharing that. That makes you more authentic. It makes me want to come to your studio if I wish you were like in the same country and location as me, because now we're not in China anymore. but you have been so motivational for me to just kind of go after the weights and go after the gym in a way that fits my budget and my body and my goals. And that is why I wanted you on the show, because you gave me so much value after our coaching was over. So I think it was wonderful to see your journey and how you progress with you and your husband.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, Annalise. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Guys, do follow Annalise. I will have in the show notes below where you can find her on Instagram. And she is the franchise owner of F45 in Brussels in Belgium. So do follow her and follow them on Instagram. So again, this is an example of, you know, where someone went and did a complete 180 in their lives. And I just wanted to share this with you both on the wellness perspective and on the educational perspective, that not everything looks so pretty behind the scenes. So I just want to bring that realization to you, especially those who are constantly going through this comparison of like this perfect body or this perfect student. It's not always the case. And you will see more guests on the show that I'm bringing on that will be sharing their story, just like Annalise did. And know that if they can do it, so can you. I want you to understand that definitely have some compassion and patience for yourself. So that way you don't just beat yourself up all the time. And you're listening to someone who constantly does that to herself all the time. So self-imposter syndrome is real. And this is why I want to be around people like her and listen to people and have you listen to people that will just get you out of the funk and help you launch forward. So have a great day. Keep exploring. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.